Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Top 10 Soft Skills to Master in 2011. Soft skills is a term relating to a cluster of personality attributes that characterize relationships with other people, such as social graces, communication, cooperation, honesty, respect, responsibility, friendliness, and optimism. Because companies are becoming more process and system driven, and because job competition has increased at all levels, there has never been a time when soft skills offer more value to the market than they do today. As a growing number of people with similar talents and education compete for the same jobs, promotions, and clients, soft skills become the differentiating factor separating one person from another. The little things you've been learning about in these podcasts now matter more than ever. In the writing of this post and in the recording of this podcast, I made a list of my top 50 soft skills. I then slowly and painfully reduced this list to my top 10 list. As you listen to each skill, I challenge you to look in the mirror of truth and do an honest evaluation. If you have the desire to improve a specific skill, let me encourage you to come back to this post at littlethingsmatter.com. Click on the title link of each post to learn more about that skill and the benefits of mastering it. Make 2011 the year you take your people skills to a new level. Here we go. Number 1. Master the art of listening. If your family, friends, and colleagues were asked to rank your listening skills, what would they say? Do you interrupt? Do you try to control conversations? Do you ask questions showing a genuine interest in what people are saying? Being an attentive listener is one of the most important skills you can master, especially in this fast-paced world where everyone wants to talk and few have the patience to listen. Be intentional this year to learn more and talk less. Number 2, cell phone etiquette. A friend told me about his colleague, a realtor, who landed a $6.9 million listing. As he was leaving the seller's home, he casually asked why he'd been selected over the other 4 competent realtors. The seller said, "You were the only one that did not check your cell phone during the appointment." The realtor ended up selling the home himself and earning over $300,000. Cell phone addiction is out of control. This next year, challenge yourself to show respect when using your phone, both at work and at home. Number 3, show more respect. People's tolerance for being disrespected is as low as I've ever seen it. The days of advancing careers by stepping on the toes of coworkers are over. People deserve to be treated with respect and are now demanding it. Look for the little things you can do in 2011 to show more respect to others. This includes the teller at the bank. Treat people as human beings and not as pawns on your chessboard. As you treat others with greater respect, they will admire you, and so will the people who witness your actions. Number 4, authenticity. Because many people are less trusting than they've ever been, and others are tired of being around people who are not genuine and real, there is a powerful trend towards authenticity. Being authentic is when you are not trying to impress others, nor are you acting like someone you're not. The authenticity I'm referring to makes people feel comfortable, relaxed, and enjoy your presence. Number 5, show an interest in others. How frequently do people show a genuine interest in you, your ideas, or interest? When was the last time a friend called you without an agenda, just to see how you're doing? If your life is like mine, it doesn't happen frequently. In 2011, slow down and show an interest in those whose relationships you value. As you do, you will stand out from all the superficial relationships as someone who cares about others. Number 6, verbal communication. According to a new research report by Kelly Services, the traits individuals identify as most important in creating their personal brands were their verbal communication skills. This includes such things as being friendly, clear, concise, confident, humble, and positive in the way that you speak with others. How you communicate with others verbally plays a defining role in how you're viewed by others. Think before you speak in 2011 and take pride in the way you interact with others. Number 7, become more responsible. As the speed of life has accelerated, so has the number of people who are neglecting to do the things that are expected of them, including being late for appointments, failing to return calls, texts, and emails, and not completing projects on time. Being responsible also includes admitting when you've made a mistake and accepting responsibility for your actions and decisions. Let 2011 be the year that you stop making excuses and start doing the little things that are expected of you. Number 8. Make your appearance an asset. Very few things are more powerful in creating your brand than the visual imprint you make on people's minds. When you take pride in your appearance, it makes you look good, it helps you feel good, and it increases your influence with others. I have learned, when it comes to appearance, it's all about the little things. From the way your hair is combed, to the style of clothes you wear, to the shine on your shoes, it all makes an impression on others. Step up your appearance in 2011, and you'll see a difference. Number 9. Control your emotional energy. Most of what I hear going on today is negative. It's like the recession has given everyone a free pass to find faults with everything. Whining and complaining has become part of most conversations. Leaders and employers know they can't build a business when their people are focused on negative issues. It only takes one negative person to impact the atmosphere of an entire office. Therefore, they are hiring and rewarding people who have a positive influence in their work environment. Remember, where your attention goes, so goes your energy and attitude. Make 2011 the year you start focusing on positives and rid yourself of all the complainers who are dragging you down. And lastly, number 10, your email brand. Every email you send makes a small but noticeable impression on others. The accumulation of these impressions forms your brand. Think about your goals and consider the person you need to become to achieve your goals. I encourage you to read the email tips report and focus on improving your email brand in 2011. George Gurney, a leader in the employment industry since 1976, said, "When it comes to job offers, the soft skills determine who gets the job. After many years of recruiting, I know for a fact that when all candidates' work experience, education, and hard skills are equal, the candidate with the best soft skills will win. Soft skills can best be defined as the quality of a person's charisma." End of quote. Let me challenge you to take inventory of your own soft skills. Make note of those that you need to develop into strong and winning assets and make a New Year's resolution to work on those in 2011. And remember, improving your soft skills will have a positive impact on every part of your life.